Norway is sending rock band Gotye with Ulve Harm to, well, just across the border to Malmö for Eurovision 2024. But is there no way Norway will be missing out on the final this year? Let's review Eurovision. So Norway is sending a song in Norwegian for the very first time since 2006. It's been a very long time. They're sending Gotye. It's a little sort of rock ethnic rock group. It's a bit of a new direction for Norway with their song Ulvehamn. What do you make of it, Emily?
I mean, the way she sings is, it's so unique. It's not really like anything else we hear at the competition. And I think it's probably a bit of a kind of Marmite way of singing. I personally do like it, but I can imagine some people are less keen. But it is so refreshing to kind of, I mean, obviously last year Norway sent kind of something uber mainstream. So it's actually quite nice and refreshing to hear something completely different and something that's kind of rock but feels very kind of ethnic and folky almost. Like it's very, very distinct. It doesn't kind of sound like your typical Eurovision rock song. So in that respect, I like it and find it very interesting. Problem is, I think I like her voice more than I like the song. I think the song for me is just, it's not really something that I would probably listen to regularly. Like I can kind of appreciate it for what it is as a performance, but it's not going to be my commute soundtrack, I'm afraid. But yeah, I think it's nice and refreshing to see Norway sending something a bit different.
Well, that's interesting, very, very interesting, because I think you're right to say that her voice is very Marmite-y, and that while you like it, I on almost every level to what you said completely disagree with you, which is normally we're roughly on the same page, but I think the song is what's working here, and her voice is what's putting me off. So which is very, very interesting. I think. See, I mean, I will start with the idea, the song itself. I love, absolutely love the idea of it. You know, this taking of this medieval ballad and putting it, you know, with also with slightly new words because they had to get it, you know, through plagiarism rules. But taking a medieval story, putting it to music, like modern day music, and entering, I think that's a fantastic idea. We've never heard anything like that at Eurovision, certainly since I've been following it for the last, you know, 15, 20 years or so. And I think it's genius. It's a fantastic idea. And the first minutes, the way the music builds, and I just think it's dramatic. It's all that first minute really gets me, you know, in the mood to hear something exciting and different. And I love it. It's then when the chorus hits and she starts doing her slight vocalization, and it's, you know, it's that genre, it's that style of music. She has a certain way of singing, and I'm not saying it's bad, or she's performing it badly. It doesn't sound quite right in my ear. I don't like the way it sounds, and it kind of, I think, is passable for the first chorus, but then for that last minute where she's pretty much doing, I mean, to be blunt, I find it unlistenable and I have to turn it off because her voice is so off-putting. I've never tortured a cat, but I imagine it sounds not dissimilar to that. And I really don't think her voice, and again, let me reiterate before you get angry at me in the comments, I'm not saying she's singing it badly. It's a style of music
It's
that
this, yeah, it's the,
it's an
yeah.
acquired taste. And it's why I think so. In the end, I wasn't sure at the beginning, but I ended up really, really coming around to Gouaye's Shun. And it's for me, it's a similar thing with that. She is performing in White's voice, you know, that very flat, that very throaty voice. And that also is an acquired taste. And whereas I eventually was won round to this, I've listened to this a fair few times. And it, you know, as you say, it's Marmite-y. And I'm unfortunately on the side of it doesn't quite work for me. So again, to summarize, I love the idea of this much more than the execution, and I think her voice is unfortunately not to my taste and is what's letting this down. So we do disagree. It is performing in the second semi-final, very, very near the end of the show, as you'll see on the graphic on your screen now. Do we think this is going to qualify? It's been a fair few years since Norway failed to qualify. Actually, in 2016, the last time we were in Sweden, I think that was the last time that Norway did not make it through. What do we think is going to happen this year? Are they going to qualify? And what do you score it out of 10?
I think it will qualify. I think it's kind of unique enough that it kind of stands out, that even if the kind of type of singing is a bit Marmite-y, I think there'll probably be enough people who find it kind of interesting and engaging for it to go through. I think how it actually does in the final, I can't see it doing kind of that all that well. I think it's definitely kind of right-hand side of the scoreboard. I wouldn't really want to kind of put a bet on whereabouts it would end up. For me, it's a 6.5 because it is one of those where it kind of has the potential to be a great entry, but it's the kind of two sides, the song and the voice, just almost kind of needs to be a better, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do get you. What I mean, and I think even though we disagree on the reasons why we don't think it quite works, I'm going to have a virtually similar, virtually the same score as you. I'm going to give it a 6. I think yeah, it needs it. It both elements needs to work if this is going to become an epic all time great Norwegian entry, and I don't think they're both there. And I think the fact that we disagree means it might sort of slip through the cracks, and it might not actually get that much love, enough sort of enough love for people to vote for it basically, so it might not actually do all that well. That said, I can see this coming top 10, but like lower end of the top 10, so like 8th, 9th, 10th, just because I can see the jury's quite liking it. I can see, you know, enough televotes, you know, it doing all right enough in the televote for it to sort of sit around there. It's not anywhere near my personal top 10 of the year, but I think, you know, it's sort of it's the type of thing that there's always an entry bit like this in the top 10. You know, something there is a space for this in every top 10, and I think Norway's going to take it this year.
Interesting. Well, so Norway isn't quite doing it for us. Let us know in the comments what you think we're missing on this entry if you're a fan of it. And don't forget to like and subscribe and click the little bell so you get notified every time we upload new content. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram at Review Eurovision and get us in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. But that's it from this episode. Thanks very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.